I'm going on the mountain for to see my baby, and I ain't coming back. Lord, I won't be back. A long way to Harlem, a long way to Hazard, just to get a little brew. Buddy, get a little brew. Roll on, buddy, put a load of coal. Now how can I pull when the wheels won't roll? Say, roll on, buddy, and make your time. Son, I done broke down, and you can't make my place right. Buddy for my side, and this 9-pound hammer don't kill John Henry. It won't kill me. I won't let it kill me. Roll on, buddy, pull a load of coal. Well, how can I pull when my wheels won't roll? Say, roll on, buddy, and make your time. I'm gonna broke down, and I can't make mine. Get 'em all. Well, this old hammer, she ring like silver. Yeah, ring like silver, and it shines like gold. You can take my hammer, buddy, throw it at the cat. You can tell him I'm gone. Son, you tell him I'm gone. And if he asks you where I've been going to, tell him you don't know. Buddy, you don't know. Roll on, buddy. Song, I got to tell them one little lie right here. Tell y'all something about the ugliest man there ever was. There's a Mr. Bob Johnson lived over between Hendersonville and Asheville, North Carolina. Had a whole house full of youngers during the 30s, during the Depression. The Big Depression, not this last one we had. Jack was a big old tall boy, the oldest boy, taller than that T. Michael there, and Joe was a little short feller, not much taller than that Mike right there. And they got along fine as brothers, even though Joe was short, he was muscular, and he's a very, very manly fella. He could whoop Jack, tell you the truth, he's quicker than Jack was. Anyway, they was loafing along one Saturday night, a little T Model Ford they had, passed this farmer's hog lot and decided they'd steal one of his shows since he had about 15 or 20, and they didn't have any haul over at their house. They got that pig back to the car and didn't have no words to haul him but up in the seat between them. They got that hog up there. Being farm boys, they scratched him behind the ears and got him settled down. And he's going down the road. There sat the sheriff's car parked. Jack looked over at Joe. Jack, he's driving, you know. He's kind of bossy about driving the car. He said, son, he's going to stop me. He's been accusing me of bootleg over here, you know. What the world am I going to do? And I can't outrun him.
Joe said, no, Jack, you sure can't. You have to stop these ways you now.
Well, he waved him in and he asked Jack, he says, what's your name, son? He said, well, sheriff, you know me. I'm old man Bob Johnson. Boy, live around here on the hill. And he come around on the other side of the car. It's kind of dark there in the shade of that big tree where he had his car parked. And night, anyhow, you know, and he looked at Joe and he said, well, what's your name? He said,
well, Sheriff, you know me. I'm Joe Johnson. I'm Jack's brother.
And he held that lantern up, looked over in that car, held it up pretty high, you know, so he could see in there. Meantime, while they was getting the car stopped, Joe had pulled his little old cap off and set it down over that pig's head. That sheriff said, well, what's your name? And Joe kind of punched the hog a little bit right easy so the sheriff wouldn't see him with his elbow in that old hog way.
Right.
That sheriff looked bewildered and puzzled in all kind of funny looking ways. He said, well, go on, boys, and behave yourselves tonight now. And when they drove away, he looked at his deputy and he said, son, I'll be danged if Orange Johnson ain't the ugliest man I've ever seen.